Fed up of flawed robes, driven to distraction and drowning with doom boxes? Tired of living in chaos? Welcome to Decluttering Untangled, how to declutter when you're overwhelmed, ADHD or autistic. I'm going to help you uncover the secrets to decluttering, no matter what hurdles you face. You'll discover how to declutter, de-stress and transform your world. I'm Heather Tingle, reformed hoarder, neurodivergent declutter queen and your guide through the maze of mess. Let's get untangled. Hello, Untanglers, and welcome to another episode of Decluttering Untangled. Now, today I want to talk about something that I am hearing all the time at this time of year, and that's, it's about time to get my summer wardrobe out. Now, I'm going to say to you that this is going to be a marmite of an episode. You're either going to agree with me and maybe change your mind on how things are, or you're going to totally disagree with me, because I am aware that this is a very unpopular opinion, and that is stop having summer and winter wardrobes. There is absolutely no need for them. They make life very, very difficult. And when a client says to me they have a summer and winter wardrobe, my reaction is usually, so you've got too many clothes then. And I'm really sorry that this sounds really harsh, but especially this time of year when I hear people talking about it, I am going to give you an alternative viewpoint, which I hope you might take on board. So first of all, if you've got a summer and a winter wardrobe, now I'm talking about where you have clothes for spring and summer and you pack those away and they get put somewhere else and then you get your winter clothes out, so your autumn winter clothes, so if you're in America, like fall clothes and winter clothes, and you store them somewhere else. So you've got literally two distinct wardrobes and only one is ever in use. I'm not talking about you having two wardrobes in your bedroom and one has got summer stuff and one has got winter stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you have to physically move things out of drawers and put them somewhere else. The first thing you've got to ask yourself when you have this way of working is, where are you going to store stuff? So where is it going to live when it's not where your clothes are? Sometimes it's in a loft or an attic, sometimes in a spare room. And you've got to ask yourself, how are you going to store it? So do you use things like vacuum bags, for example? So, you know, vacuum packed bags, which, let's face it, they never work properly and they can end up with things getting quite musty. You've got to make sure that wherever you're storing your clothes have got to be, you know, away from where moths can get them, away from damp or mould. You've got to make sure that they are neatly stored. So generally, you can't just shove things away. They've got to be beautifully, you know, like they've got to be folded and they've got to be stored properly. That's quite an effort in itself. A lot of the time with some of my clients, they totally forget what they have or where it is because they haven't got that much space in their home. So they've got to move things in different places around their home. So sometimes, for example, if they use the wardrobe in the spare room, for example, and that's where most of it goes, but some of it couldn't quite fit, so they put some of it under a bed instead, they totally forget that's there, totally forget they got it. And then we declutter a room and then suddenly, this is where this stuff was. I thought I'd got rid of it. I forgot it was here. I didn't know I got it. So you've got to think about a lot of effort involved in storing things to starters. And that stuff in that spare room, for example, would be the perfect place to keep something else instead. So you're taking up space in an area where it really shouldn't be. So if you're looking at, like, for example, if you've listened to the zoning episode, that would make more sense to you. So, you know, your spare bedroom is not a walking wardrobe, unless you turn it into one, in which case, great, use that space as a walking wardrobe, but don't use it as a temporary storing space. The other thing that it does is it causes you to double up what you have. So instead of having, 10 pairs of trousers, you will have 10 pairs of winter trousers and 10 pairs of summer trousers, because let's face it, we need a certain volume of clothes to be able to have different types and, you know, depending on how you're feeling, weight gain, all that kind of stuff. So it helps you double up and encourages you to keep stuff that you don't need and that you don't adore. That's a really bad way of having a wardrobe, having double the amount of everything. And in some cases, let's face it, it isn't double, is it? It's much more than double. And the main thing from my point of view is, how do you decide? How do you decide when it's summer? So in the UK at the moment, so I went on a walk this morning for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, absolutely freezing. Last week we had hail. Next week it's probably going to be 30 degrees and we're all going to get sunburn. Like, how do you decide when is the right time to swap it over? Because seasons aren't just distinct. It's not like one day it's summer, the next day it's autumn, and then on a specific date, suddenly it's going to be winter and that's when you're going to have snow. That's not how it works, unless you're in a really lucky place that has really distinct differences in seasons. Definitely in the UK we don't. So how do you decide when to swap over? Because let's face it, one week you might get sunshine and then the following week it goes back to freezing and rain again. And that makes it extra hard. So decisions are hard, which is a barrier for doing it. So you're going to put it off, aren't you? If it's not like definitely going to be warm, you're going to put it off, which means some of your wardrobe you could have been wearing, because you might have had a few days where it was actually nice. You could have been wearing that stuff. And also, it's a barrier for doing it, because what items do you decide are summer? Obviously, you're going to have some clothes that are only ever worn in the heat of summer, but I would imagine that's very few of them. It's highly likely that you've got items that you could mix and match throughout. So for me, it limits what you can wear and when you can wear it, because let's face it, if it's packed away, you can't really wear it easily. It stops you remembering what clothes you actually do have, because let's face it, if they're going to be away for like 7 months of the year, because let's face it, it's more miserable weather than boiling hot, you're going to forget what you've got. It means that you end up being less ruthless about the clothes that you've got. And if we're going back to the whole using logic instead of emotion, which we know doesn't really work when you're decluttering, logic doesn't work when it comes to what we like and the weather or opportunity. And then if you add in the struggle to access it, it means that getting ready or getting dressed with clothes or even decluttering your wardrobe is even harder, because you've got so many more decisions to make before even getting to the point of which top do I like. So it's far better, in my opinion, and it is just my opinion, you might totally disagree, but it's far better to minimise your wardrobe to the space you have available and to be able to mix and match what you wear. So the same outfit that you would wear in summer can be made more wintry, for example, by just layering over a jumper or a cardigan over it. It's the same with having things like work wardrobes and casual wardrobes. You can dress items up or down with accessories. So being able to see all you have not only makes that decision-making process of getting ready easier, but it frees up valuable spaces in other areas that can be used for something else. And that is what you want in your home. You want to create those little pockets of space that you can use for what you actually want them to use them for. And if you have your clothes scattered around your home and you can't remember where they are, you can't remember what you've got, you think, oh, I'd really like to wear that today. Oh, I can't. It's away somewhere. You're making life more difficult for yourself. So there you go. It was a quick and easy one today. A bit of a rant. So that's it for today's episode. Now, if you think, oh, I'd really like to work with Heather, but she's going to have a go at me because I've got a summer and winter wardrobe. At the end of the day, you've got to do what works for you. But I would really like you to consider that from a professional's point of view, they are not the best things. So there you go. Something for you to think about. So until next time, you're not alone. Be kind to yourself and keep untangling. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of Decluttering Untangled. If you found anything that I've said today helpful, please do me a favour, hit that subscribe button or leave me a review. It's like receiving a virtual high five that keeps me going and lets me know that I'm helping real people out there and I'm making a difference. Please remember, you're not alone in this. I'm building a community of fellow untanglers over on Facebook. Just visit the show notes for the link to my free decluttering community. So until next time, remember, you're not alone, you're not lazy, you can untangle your life.